where a day at the races begins. RSN 927's Race Day Morning.
And then he took the words right out of my mouth. Oh, it must have been while you were kissing me.
DJ Cozzy, as we pay tribute to Meatloaf this morning here on RSN Saturday Race Day. He was a terrific artist, Cozzy.
Oh, unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah, and a humble bloke.
And he's got the music that gets you up and about, doesn't he?
And it doesn't date.
No.
Not like us. We look like tired old tragic tarts this morning and he still sounds good.
Yeah. No. Meatloaf. And he's always a beauty when you're out on a Saturday night and his music goes on.
Straight away.
You're up and about, Cozzy.
Stubby in one hand, kebab in the other, and Meatloaf going, what more do you want?
It's a big interstate hour. We'll be catching up with Brad Davison in just a moment to preview the Randwick meeting. Kev Casey with his best bets also in Sydney. Ed Kennett from Redbelly Sports. I know Mick from Richmond is over the moon. He is back. Bart Sinclair will preview the Doomben meeting. Nadia Horn takes a look at the Gawler card. Harry White takes a look at Yarra Valley. We'll take a close look at the Ballarat Cup meeting tonight in the trots. It's the first of the Group 1s as they kick off their Summer of Glory Carnival. Anthony Butt will be our special guest. And Jeff Britton will join us as well. He has Do It in the Group 1 Paws of Thunder at Wentworth Park. And Georgie Ferugia will preview the Meadows and also that Wentworth Park meeting up there in Sydney. 26 degrees predicted in Sydney today. A couple of showers, but it looks like the showers might have passed there in Sydney, and we'll get a good surface there at Randwick. One man that should know, well, he does know everything about this meeting and also hopefully how this track might play, is Brad Davison from Sky Racing. It's a good morning to you, Brad.
Yeah, good morning, Gareth. Good morning, Cozzy. Good morning, everyone listening. Yeah, just arrived to Randwick. It seems pretty dry here this morning, so I don't think we've had any showers this morning. And soft five this morning, but I'd be very shocked if we're not on a good track today. Good four. Might even race like between a 3 and a 4, but rail out 8 metres. Bit of a mixed bag with that the last 18 months with that rail. It's sometimes been a bit up and in, and other times it's been very fair. So it's not, there's no designated pattern at this stage, so we'll see how it pans out. Winds are pretty light here, but it's supposed to be a bit of a medium tailwind down the side there at the start of the sprint races. So it could favour those up on speed, but we'll just see how it plays out today.
And Nevesh Ramdani this morning, Davo predicted that they would get to a good four track there when we had a chat to him to kick off proceedings here on RSN Saturday Race Day. The first race is for the three-year-olds, a good race too, over the 1,100 metres. Mabel's a Scratching, which was tab number 8. Adrian Bott gave Silent Impact a big tick today. It was a great push. He's the $2.30 favourite. Capital Rain at $5, the one. Quick Tempo at $6.50. And then Silent Impact, the four at $2.30. Flying Crazy's an $8 chance. And Spellcatcher, Chris Lees was happy enough with this galloper. Heading to town today at $8.50. What are you doing here in the first?
4, 5, 1, and 3, my numbers here. I'm with Silent Impact. I think he's hard to beat for the Gay Wardhouse and Adrian. But yeah, I'd loved his trials. He won 2 from 3 last preparation. And although he was a bit disappointing before a break, he was very dynamic in his first two wins. And I think 1,100 fresh sets up pretty well for him. To beat number 5, Flying Crazy, the stable are absolutely airborne. Nice soft trial. This horse got a really good turn of foot and did beat Devil's Throat on debut on the Kensington track over 1,100 metres. And that horse should have won the Magic Millions Maiden last weekend. 1, Capital Rain, just has to run out the 1,100. He's a very fast horse. He'll lead and lead them for a long way, but all his form at the moment is 1,000 and 900 metres. And number 3, Subterranean, comes back as a gelding and might be the one that's the strongest at the finish here to maybe, say, back me over 1,200, 1,400 later on this prep. 4, 5, 1 and 3, happy to take on the 2, Quick Tempo, and 7, Spellcatcher with those inferior form lines. I mean, Quick Tempo's 5 from 5, but most of them have been in country grade, and this is a different level today.
Looking forward to these two-year-old races. A few debutantes heading to the races for the first time today. Of course, it's over the 1,000 metres and it's race 2 on the program. Sandbans River is a Scratching. You can also take out the 5, 7, 9, 10 and 13. Of course, Sumatra's running in Melbourne this afternoon. Market-wise, Emperor is a $7 hope. Then we go to Northumbria at $7.50. Serati at $4.40. Deep Expectation, a $7 chance. And then Wild Calms had really good backing here, Brad, at $3.30. How have you analysed these two-year-olds here?
Always a bit tricky with quite a few first starters and horses resuming from spells. 14, 6, 8 and 2, my numbers here. I'm with Wild Calm. I was taken by a run there in the Gym Crack on debut. I thought her run was only a length or two inferior to Coolangatta because she had to go right back from the gate and produced the fourth best last 200 metre split of the day. And the Gym Crack, they went about seven lengths faster than the Breeders' Plate. So it was a much stronger race, and we've seen what Coolangatta's done since then. So could have trialled a touch better, I thought, leading in. That was my only little concern. But having said that, she'll get back and rock it to the line here late to be hard to hold out. To beat number six, Serati, who blinkers went on in a recent Gosford trial. Love the way he went about it. It looks a really promising colt for the Snowden Yard. They got him in as a danger. Eight Deep Expectation. Was slow to recover on debut in the Gym Crack, but the trial this time in was very pleasing there at Warwick Farm. And number two, Emperor. This horse trialled up well and finished third behind Sir Jardin and Zambezi River there in the Breeders' Plate on debut. As I said, at time was a lot inferior to the Gym Crack on the day, but still respecting that effort and just needs a bit of luck from the draw. 14, 6, 8 and 2. Wild Calm on top in the second.
Have you had a bet for the slipper yet, Davo?
Well, I'm kicking myself in a way, Gareth, because this is the one I wanted to back Wild Calm at 100s when it was sitting there for 3 or 4 months at 100s. And I said, I'll get to that later. And then I went to get to it the other week and it was $26. So
too much fishing, mate. Too much fishing.
Yeah, too much fishing. I know.
Yep. Shelby 66 is the $4.40 favourite in the Tab Highway. And this is over the 1,100 metres. In fact, it's equal favourite with Extravagant Lad. And then we go to Danzadel at $6.50. And the only other horses under double figures is Fangala down the bottom there at $5.50. Host of scratchings here scratch the 7, 10, 17, 18, 19 and 20.
Yeah, open races these Tab Highways normally are. 1, 12, 3 and 4. I've gone with Shelby 66. He was a bit disappointing last time out, but I love the run over 1,000 metres in highway grade prior to that. He gets the right run today. Nice little fresh and 1,100. He can sprint well here. To beat 1,250 Carats, who pulled up slow to recover fresh and did beat Shelby 66 fair and square at Wagga last preparation. I think this is a chance at really good odds. 3, Extravagant Lad, good winner last time out, trekking the right way. And 4, Danzadel, just ran a race before the start there the other day. She got very warm in the mounting yard, as she can do. So parade all important for her. 1, 12, 3 and 4.
Let's have a look at race number 4. This is for the fillies and mares, benchmark 78 over the 1,600 metres. Scratchings are clear here. Arctic Thunder at $7, the one. We've got Meg at $11. Suda Moon at $10 there, which is the 5. Sir Lemur at $4.20, tab number 6. And We Dance is the favourite for Waller and McAvoy at $3.40. And then we go to Awesome Choice at $10 here, Brad.
Yeah, 7, 9, 6 and 1. I'm with the favourite, And We Dance. She loomed and peaked there first up off a bit of a freshen since her runs in New Zealand. And she did the same thing in her two previous runs in New Zealand. So jury's out to a degree, but maybe it was fitness. She's going to get a lovely run here, get a little bit of cover, I would imagine. And she will launch late and be hard enough to beat. Number 9, Penso Alley, I think, is a good roughie. She pulled up lame last time out, but she was tracking really nicely prior to that. She might want 1,900 metres or 2,000. That was my only little concern, but I think she runs really well at odds. 6, Sir Lemur, put in 2 shockers this prep, and they've both been at Warwick Farm, but her form outside of that has been terrific, and she just has to see out the mile here at Randwick. And number 1, Arctic Thunder, just needs to bring that Rose Hill form to Randwick now, but she's won 2 of 3 this prep and going really well. 7, 9, 6 and 1.
Race number 5 is the Midway, and you can scratch here the 8. And then the 13, 14, 15, 16, and 17 are not required. Looking at the market, I'll just go through the Jungle Books at 480, Mr. Bond at 850, and then we go down to Time Rate at 750, Viren at 750. Mark Waugh gave White Boots on our program on RSN Central this week, a really good each way push at $5.50, Real Peace at $11, and then Songbird Serenade at $11 here, Brad.
Sorry about that. Jumped in a bit early there. 2, 5, 6 and 7. Jungle Book for me here. He just gets the right sort of run. And I think 1,800 fourth up, he profiles really well. His first two runs this preparation, he was on the wrong part of the track and then had his chance the other day. But Travest is a horse that at his best is pretty good and would win a midway. So I think he sets up okay to beat number 5, Time Raid, who did a bit of work on speed, third up and fourth up fitter now, 1,800 metres, rolls forward from the wide gate and gives a kick. Six Viren, looked home the other day and just got caught late in the piece. And seven White Boots, I agree, can run really well here, third up out to 1,800 metres. 2, 5, 6 and 7.
It's 9:16. This is the Sydney preview as we look at this Randwick card with Brad Davison on RSN Saturday Race Day. We'll take a quick break and we'll take a look at the second half of the Sydney program.
Day at the Races begins. RSN 927's Race Day Morning.
A few SMSs coming through for Dino's partner, the great Leanne's multi today. She's going to Brisbane and it's Pomade on debut there for Chris Lees. That's race number one. And Collagar at Gawler is league two in race number four there at $4.60. So race one at Doomben, Pomade, and at Collagar in at race number four there at Gawler. Brad Davison, Gareth Hall with you as we preview the Sydney meeting. And we're up to race number six on the program. Of course, a 10-race program there in Sydney. This is a benchmark 88 over the 2,000 metres. Scratch the 8, Mita Metra that won nicely once again. Well, just got there at Canterbury last night. The 11 and 12 are also out. We've got our candidate that Chris Lees gave a bit of a push for this morning at $21. Desert Icon at $6.50. Too Much the Bear at $1.90. So Wicked at $9.50. And then Greek Hero, $4.60 chance here, Dave. I know Ronnie Duffercy on RSN Central's Metro Form Express yesterday was really keen on Too Much the Bear.
Bit short, I thought. That was my only little niggle. He's definitely going to get out in the market. That would be my thought on him. He went up very short, and I think if you do like him, you're going to get a little bit better price than on offer right now. I'm happy to go with a roughie here, 5, 4, 3 and 9. So Wicked on top. 7-year-old mare who's been a bit disappointing this preparation, but she did pull up with Cardiac Arrhythmia in January Cup last time out. She's trialled the house down since, and I just think this is her right setup. 2,000 metres, dry track at Randwick, good draw, Tommy Berry aboard. There's enough ticks there for me to suggest she can run really well at odds. She won at Randwick over the 1,800 back in July in really good style. And I'm thinking she can run a bit of a race here at good odds. To beat 4, Too Much to Bear, who was disappointing second up, but the first up win here at Randwick was great. Gets out to 2,000 metres. He definitely is the horse going places. 3, Desert Icon. 2 runs back from a spell have been great. And stepping out to 2,000 now, it looks to suit this former import. And 9, Greek Hero should be running on strongly from the back as he has been doing of late without really threatening. So just out to 2,000, we'll see how he handles that. 5, 4, 3 and 9.
Race number 7, benchmark 78 over the 1,100 metres. Lancaster Bomber at $7.50, the one. Shadow Crush at $6. Broken Arrows at $10. Selena Dreaming at $3.40. Nikolai Beagle at $5.50. Osamu at $6. And then we go down to Superior Witness down the bottom there at $12 here, Davo.
Yeah, I'm with Broken Arrows. 5, 7, 11 and 8, my numbers here. I like his first up win on the home track over 1,200. And even though he comes back 100 metres here, he was stiff at this track and distance last preparation behind Valaquenta when he ran third and probably should have won the race. So happy to go with him. And Matt Dunn saying that he's really turned a corner on Sydney Radio this morning, suggesting that their confidence levels since that first up win have really just turned this horse's attitude around. 7, Selena Dreaming. Well, she's first up. She's got a great fresh record. She's just been scratched recently with 2 vet certificates. So we'll see where she's at later on. But if she's at her best, she'll be very hard to beat. 11, Superior Witness. This will go straight to the front and has been racing really well in country grades. A big step up, but might just run a cheeky race. And 8, Nicole Beagle. Good first up winner. Must be respected. 5, 7, 11 and 8.
The feature race is the Carrington Stakes at listed level over the 1,400 metres. Hollyfield, the 11s are scratching. You got Special Reward at $8. Purple Sector, third up this prep for John Thompson and Huey Bowman at $5. Prime Candidate at $10. And then we go to Looks Like Elvis at $7.50. Steely at $9.50. True Detective at $11. And then Through the Cracks at $4.20 down the bottom, there's the favourite for the Davies and King combination.
Yeah, it's an interesting race. Plenty of depth. And I think the favourite will get out a little bit just because of his racing pattern. He's likely to be closer to last than first settling down. 13, 6, 7 and 1. I'll go with him, though. I think he's progressive. I loved his first up run at Canterbury from the back. He ran on very strongly there on a track that doesn't really suit horses that get back. So 1,400 metres, big tick, Randwick tick, second up record's great. And I think he'll be savaging the line in a race with plenty of speed as well. Six looks like Elvis. He's been flying down there in Victoria and a very underrated horse that just needs a bit of luck from that wide draw, but if he gets it, he can definitely shape up here. Seven Steely, disappointing in the Villiers, but he did start favourite there and his win prior was good with a big weight and one special reward. It's really turned the corner his past couple and gets a nice run from the gate here. 13, 6, 7 and 1.
Benchmark 88 over the miles. Race number 9, scratched the 4, 5 and 11. We've got Batiga at $7. King's here at $4. Wairi Falls at $6.50 and Canasta at $4.20 here, Brad. And Lakeen, I should say, at $4.40 as well for James Cummings and Timmy Clark, number 7.
10, 7, 8 and 9 for me here. Canasta, I'm going to give him another chance. He's been a bit hard to catch for the punters, but he's got that likeable racing pattern in that he leads, he rolls along and he gives a really good kick. And he needs the rail to be okay because he does lay in and stay very hard rail in the straight. But rail out 8, I think it'll hold up okay. And I'm happy to have him on top with the 55 to beat number 7, Lakeen, who made good ground in inferior ground last time out. I think the dry track's the key with him. The last time he was on a dry track, he bolted in first up in Melbourne. 8, King's Air, good first up winner and rolls forward from the gate again. And 9, Wairi Falls. He'll appreciate getting back to Randwick. He's got some good form here. 10, 7, 8 and 9.
And a benchmark 78 over the 1,400 metres to conclude the program there. And you can, well, scratchings are clear. Bring the Ransom at $9 and O'Mudgee at $6. Bjorn Baker gave both those horses a good push yesterday when I had a chat to him on RSN Central. Papel Warrior or Paper Warrior at $9.50. Cafe Royale at $7.50. Badouche, a $9.50 chance. Waihaha Falls is at $4.40. And then more Sundays at $10 here, Davo.
Yeah, I'm with the toppy, Bring the Ransom. She's got to give weight to the boys here, but I just think she profiles really well today. From a low draw, she can make the most of that and just tuck in behind the speed. And she's a 1,400-metre horse. She's a dry track horse. And third up last preparation, she won over the 1,400 on the Kenzo track, and she's a proven weight carrier. So for me, I think she represents good value to beat the 10 Wahaha Falls, who was wide the other day but still a little bit plain because it was a slow tempo and probably deserve to do a bit more. Blinkers on, though, and I'm sure he'll run well. He's been a stack of winners around him of late. 2 O'Mudgee, dominant win last time out at Rose Hill. That was on a soft track, so the drying track not ideal for him, and he has to reproduce that now. And 9 Yukon, first up, has been trialling well and got the figures to be really competitive from a good draw and a winnable weight with 56. 1, 10, 2 and 9 in the last.
Your best and maybe a value bet and some quaddy as well, Dave, if that's okay.
Yeah, my value today, rate 10, number 1, Bring the Ransom. I think So Wicked's going to run well in the middle of the program. If I was to label a best, I found it hard to stamp on at short odds, but it'd be race 1, number 4, Silent Impact. And the quaddy for me, the first leg, 5, 7, 11, 8 and 10. 5, 7, 11, 8 and 10. Second leg, 13, 6, 7, 1 and 2. The third leg, 10 and 7, and the fourth leg, 1, 10 and 2 to bring us home there.
All right, mate, who wins the cricket from now on in the Big Bash?
Oh, mate, I must admit, I do not follow it at all. I'm a test cricket man only this
okay.
day. Yes, I must admit, I haven't been. I know the Scorchers are flying, aren't they? They've had a great year. So I would say the Scorchers, but maybe that's a bit of the West Australian coming out of me more than anything.
All right, mate, going back the card today and catch plenty of fish. Good on you, Dave.
Thanks, guys.
There's Brad Davison there.